amazing week, as always. I try to keep them amazing. Was a little bit tired this week, but you know, being tired sometimes makes you want to catch up on sleep. So I caught up on sleep, and today I'm awake and ready to go. I slept 10 hours last night. Well, you need those days. We need times of refreshing. We've got to work hard. I think Jimmy Hoffa said that you can sleep when you're dead. I don't. Or, no, someone said sleep is a rehearsal for death. Who said that? But I know that Jimmy Hoffa connected death and sleep, and he's been sleeping for a long time. No one knows where he's sleeping. I kind of don't want to think that way. We've got to have our times of work, and we got to have our times of play. And when you get that all balanced, it optimizes everything. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're trying to get done, make sure you take a break from it so it'll get done faster. You don't want to be one of these guys who's so in a hurry to get everything done now, that they're not willing to slow down and make the turn to get on the expressway. It's like I'm going 60 miles an hour. The only way to go 70 is to go faster. Well, no, maybe the only way to go 70 is to slow down, and then you can get on the expressway. But they don't think about that. I don't know if you knew this or not. Gettysburg was a battle of many hills, and before Grant showed up, it was all these different generals were leading the Union forces, and they were all West Point grads, and their philosophy was you win the war by taking more land. And they were having trouble. This philosophy wasn't working, which actually gets to a very interesting point I want to make this week. At some point, we have to look at our philosophy, where it's taken us, where it's leading us, and see if it's working. So insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, but most people are insane. If you want to talk about a way that's working, you have to look at your ways and decide whether it's working. I remember recently I heard of someone suggesting that the way to improve your life is to read Isaac Asimov. It's like, well, I mean, Isaac Asimov is the one that invented, do you know this? Artificial intelligence. That in stories, that was an Isaac Asimov invention. Did you know that? iRobot, the movie, was iRobot, the book first by Isaac Asimov. A positronic brain, okay. Vision in the Avengers, the supreme intelligence in Captain Marvel, Data, Lieutenant Commander Data in Star Trek. There's Oh, it goes on and on and on. Whenever you run into AI, oh, the Matrix, AI, all of this was Isaac Asimov. Star Trek, the motion picture, when the Captain Kirk Enterprise crew made their very first movie during the early Star Wars days. Star Trek and Star Wars actually had a little symbiotic relationship. Well, no, the guy that played Sulu actually was a voice actor in one of the Star Wars video games. Anyhow, so it's just. Isaac Asimov was behind a lot of this that we see in our movies and the things that we get in our, Jarvis from Iron Man, there's a little bit of an Isaac Asimov influence there. Okay. But is that going to improve your life? We have to look at our lives. I mean, it's like I've my dad read Isaac Asimov, and his buddies read Isaac Asimov, they were all atheists. And I mean, my dad didn't die an atheist. He had an amazing conversion a few years before he died, but most of his life was lived as a very unhappy atheist. And it's like, okay, are you happy with your life? So easily we look at our lives where we are. Look, if you're a happy atheist, then by all means, continue. But are you really happy? Or whatever your life is, atheist or I'm not trying to go pick on atheism here. My father happened to be one. If wherever you are in your life, wherever I am in my life, we tend to look at our lives and redefine goodness and happiness as whatever we have now. We don't do this thinking about it. It's like an auto think. We've decided that our lives are automatically the way everybody's lives should be, as happy as they could ever possibly be. And this is what we're doing. We are a success by definition. And whatever we're doing is what everybody should do. And so, you know, my dad didn't believe in reading, you know, self-improvement books or books on how to get along with other people. And eventually my father actually got fired from his job because he didn't get along with other people. And so it's like, you know, at what point, you know, are we going to look at our lives? No, I'm not telling you to cry about my dad. My dad, before he died, my dad had major breakthroughs in his thinking. But most of his life leading up to that was an example of what you don't want to do. And so I'm very, very happy with my father. I love my father. But you don't want to live, and my father would not want you to live the majority of his life leading up to that. He had a troubled childhood and knew it, and he tried everything he could do to escape from it. Make sure that you learn that lesson through me for my father. I wasn't planning on talking about dad today. Well, I guess our fathers shape all of us. But we have certain things that we do, and we need to take steps to improve our lives. And you need to take a step to improve your life. Of course, I hope that you do. I hope that you want tomorrow to be better than today. And I hope that you want today to be better than yesterday. I hope that you want that. I mean, that's kind of why I'm in this. This is the whole reason for the podcast weekly. I'm sharing whatever I'm up to in my little life over here in Asia, the interesting life of an expat. This week I kind of did some inner processing and thinking about, how am I going to deal with, you know, the strangenesses and oddities of Taiwan's government. At some point, there's been a lot of crazy, wild, evil stuff I've seen, and I need to report that stuff. But now just isn't the time. And so I'm kind of processing on how to do that without whining. And I'll eventually get there and figure it out. But the question that I'm asking is, how can I move forward myself? I don't need to worry about what someone else is doing right or wrong. And I don't need to worry about someone else's improvement. I need to worry about my own need to improve. I'm not talking about your specifics in your life of how you need to improve. I'm just sharing my own, hoping it I suppose, could inspire. That's what we do. We shine. You shine. You want to help others? You be a light that shines. You do good work. And the good work you do, you look at yourself, you look at what you've got to do, you look at how you've got to make the right decisions, you look at how you've got to respond to the situation, not how the situation should respond to you. You look at how you need to be a good role model for others to follow rather than trying to get others to follow you anyway. You look at what decisions you've got to make. You're not that you're the most important or you're the one who gets served. You're the one who does the serving. You're the one who needs to change. You're the one who needs to worry about your problems. Your problems should be on your mind, not somebody else's problems on your mind. You put others first, but you put your problems first before others' problems. This is how this works. There's a place for others and there's a place for yourself. And when it comes to the problems, it's not others' problems. It's your problems. Excuse me. I said yours' problems. My goodness. I think I'm getting to the end of my 10 minutes here and I need to be done with it. I'm so glad this has been done in a minute and a half. Wow. No, I mean, 10 hours of sleep, a latte and half of a monster still doesn't have me speaking correctly. See, we all make mistakes, I suppose. I'm not embarrassed of mine, and I hope you're not embarrassed of yours. Take time for breaks. PacificDailyAds.com. This week, I'm sharing this with you so that, I guess, to keep myself going. Knowing that I've got to tell you about it keeps me moving each week. Also, I want to get it finished and have it start making money. I mean, we need ad networks. You know, advertising is a thing. You know, people need it. Websites need it. People want to advertise your stuff, but there's a right way and a wrong way. You don't need to annoy people. Got major breakthrough stuff with it done. Got statistics fully implemented. Been working on some back-end bugs. Want to do a little bit of rewiring to make it more slim on the back end, but it is really clipping along, and the hardest tasks keep getting out of the way, and I keep moving forward with it. I've always got my work. And then I've always got my profitable hobby in the making. I've always got those two. And then I've always got my improvement. This week, I decided to put, I read the Bible every day, but I have put a non-Bible beneficial book on my pillow. That's something I started doing this week. I think you should too. Bible and a book. Bible and a non-Bible book on your pillow for benefit. Not a novel for reading. Marvel comic books don't count. Neither does Isaac Asimov. See you next week.